Blog Talk Radio.
They call me Mr. Motivator, and that's my stage name. I also perform, not only motivational speaking, but I also perform stand-up comedy. And I'm looking to hold the body today. And I want to say to you, Derek is right. You see, so many of us have a lot inside of us, but for some
everyone, welcome to the Mr. Motivator Show. I'm your host, Dwight Jeffrey, reminding you to dare to dream and keep thinking big. You will discover your purpose in life. We have a great show for you today. The topic is how to bounce back. Don't go anywhere. Put down that piece of chicken and that potato salad, because it's time for you to get some inspiration and some motivation. Remember to check out my blog, dwightjeffrey.blogspot.com, and follow me on Twitter, and that is at C. Mr. Motivator, the letter C, MRMOTIVATOR. Before we begin our broadcast, I would like to pay tribute to someone of great distinction, someone who means a lot to me, Dr. Loreen B. Holmes, passed Friday afternoon. Dr. Holmes was my college professor. She was my mentor and friend. And also, she was a spiritual mother to me and my family. I recall the first motivational speaker that I ever listened to and was impacted was Dr. Holmes. Not only was she a motivational speaker, she was a motivational teacher. And she impacted so many people around the world. She had students in all kinds of professions and with success stories. May she rest in peace. And we want the Holmes family to know that our prayers are with you. And Dr. Holmes left a legacy that will live on forever. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, how to bounce back. If you just tuned in to our show, our subject this afternoon is how to bounce back. Every one of us make mistakes. You and I are not the only two people on earth to have ever made a mistake. All men fail. The great ones simply get back up. Mistakes are just a part of our daily lives. But you don't have to stop. You don't have to give up because of a misfortune or because something traumatic happened in your life. Mistakes happen to all of us. Mistakes happen on your job. They happen in your marriage. They happen with your friends. Things happen in life. But I want you to know, ladies and gentlemen, you can bounce back. You can move beyond the problems, the disappointments, and the setbacks. The bitterness. You can bounce back. I was fired once from a job. But been tragic, traumatic for me. And I must say, I was bitter and angry, sad and confused. And I knew that I had to find a way to bounce back from that dilemma. And a friend encouraged me. My friend, Dr. Holmes, encouraged me to read and study autobiographies of successful people. And when I started doing that, I read of some stories of tragedies and triumphs at the end of the story. I read and found out that there were some successful people who went through some things in life that most people would have given up and would have stopped right there. But they found a way to bounce back. And that's what you have to do, my friend. In your life, what is it that has caused you to get knocked down? What did you take a blow from that left you in shock or disbelief? Guess what? You can bounce back. There's always a way. I can recall a situation in college, and my room was set on fire in my college dormitory by an angry friend. And it was a bad situation, and I was nearly kicked out of the university as a result of this thing happening. And I remember my college professor, Dr. Lorraine Holmes, we sat down and she talked to me, and she told me that, Dwight, you have to pick and choose your friends carefully. Don't let people whom you don't know pick you. You pick and choose your friends carefully. And some of us have even chose the wrong friend, and we may have ended up in prison because of hanging around with the wrong people and allowing those people to make you their friend. But guess what? You can bounce back. Even some of us who are dealing with some financial dilemmas, some financial situations, maybe you've loaned money out to the wrong people. Maybe you've made a terrible mistake and you've invested in a business deal that went bad. And you found out that the business deal involved some crooked people. Or maybe you just chosen some investments that went bad for you. And those are things that can knock us down. But guess what? When sometimes we move fast without checking things out or taking the time to do the research before we move, it can cause us to fall flat on our feet. And it reminds me of something that my mother used to say to me often when I was a child. I know your parents have probably said the same thing to you. My mother would often say, son, you should look both ways before crossing the street or before crossing an intersection. Folks, isn't that what happens in life? Sometimes we don't look and we rush out and we end up being blindsided, or we get in a situation. But I want you to know, regardless of what situation you've endured or what type of situation you've encountered, guess what? You can bounce back. You can bounce back from your dilemma. Yesterday's failure can become today's success. Tragedies can become triumphs. Though some of us have made devastating mistakes, guess what? The majority of your mistakes can be turned around for the good, and you can bounce back. Now, in the Wisdom Commentary by Mike Murdoch on page 52, this is a passage that really got my attention. It says, stop talking to everyone about your mistake. A few choice friends will gladly lend an ear as you release your pent-up hurt. You may need it with the right people. You see, too many times we display our weaknesses unnecessarily. It magnifies our mistakes and puts ammunition in the hands of your enemies. Stop putting yourself down. Make up your mind. You are not losing. You are learning. Friends, you got to make up your mind that you are not losing, that you are learning, and you're winning. By just simply changing your mindset, you can bounce back from your dilemma. Now, here's another article that I read in another book, and this book is called Create Your Own Future by Brian Tracy. This really got my attention because we need to know what we can do to bounce back, how we can change our situation. But in this particular book, it mentions, in its simplest terms, successful, happy, healthy, prosperous people are those who have discovered the principles that govern our lives and have designed their lives so that they live in harmony with those principles. As a result, they experience far more joy and satisfaction in life. They accomplish far more in a few years than the average person does in a lifetime. It's so important that we focus on the things that can help us to improve our situation. If we can focus on the things that other successful people do, this can help us bounce back. And it goes on to say, you've heard it said in poker, the winners laugh and tell jokes while the losers say, shut up and deal. In the world around you, the winners are busy, actively working towards achieving their goals, while the average people are putting in as little work and contribution as they can and hoping for a lucky break. Winners always ascribe their success to hard work and application. Mediocre people always ascribe their failures to bad luck. Okay, did you get that, folks? It's simply what you believe. If you put in the work and look for a way to improve where you are in life, and look for strategies and look for solutions and ideas to help you improve your life. Or you can do as the losers do at your failures and just say, hey, it was bad luck. I have another one in this book that will certainly add more light in your situation on how to bounce back. Again, I'm reading from the book Create Your Own Future by Brian Tracy. Another version of the law of cause and effect comes from the Old Testament, the law of sowing and reaping. This law says, whatsoever a man soweth, that also shall he reap. This law says that whatever you put in, you get out. It also says that whatever you are reaping today is a result of what you have sown in the past. Your life today, in every respect, is the result of your past decisions and behavior. The laws of cause and effect, action and reaction, sowing and reaping are timeless truths, universal principles that have existed since the beginning of history. They are often referred to as the iron laws of human destiny. All lasting success, happiness, and high achievement comes from organizing your life in harmony with these timeless principles. When you do, you will achieve satisfaction and enjoyment at levels seldom experienced by the average person. You will take complete charge of creating your own future. And of course, people will start to refer to you as lucky. You see, ladies and gentlemen, there is a cause, there is an effect, there is an action and a reaction. And when you take note of your mistakes, when you make note of situations that you've gotten into, and then you look at the effect, and it could this been a positive effect had I did it a different way? Okay? And then when you look at the cause and the effects and why your effect was either positive or negative, and then you look at your reaction and the people around you, how everyone has reacted to you falling flat on your face. And then after you look at that, you look at the cause, the effect, the action, and the reaction, and guess what? You're well on your way. And the last part that you should take in consideration with the action is the reaction. By doing good to others, it's a universal law. When you give a smile, you're going to receive a smile. When you speak to people, people speak to you. Whatever energy that you put out, you will attract the same energy. And if you know what it is that you're putting out, you know what kind of energy that you're sending out in the universe, guess what, ladies and gentlemen? It's going to come back to you. and then you'll be able to bounce back. So you can change your situation, you can change your life by taking a note and looking at everything in the right perspective, and your life can be different. Your life can be an enjoyable life. You can predict your future. You can control it by looking at what you can do to make things better so that you can bounce back. And those of you who right now feel that you've just messed up so bad, there's no way for you to get back. There's no way for you to get back to where you were. There's no way for you to move forward. I want you to know right now, you can bounce back. You can tap in to your purpose. You can discover your destiny and your design for this life. Ladies and gentlemen, you can bounce back. Don't be discouraged today. Don't sit there and concentrate on your disappointment. Don't focus on bitterness. Get that bitterness away from you. And sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, not only is there when you need to forgive others, you may also need to forgive yourself when you make a mistake. And realize, none of us are perfect. I'm not perfect. You're not perfect. We all make mistakes. But you can say to someone, I'm sorry. You can look at ways to change your situation, change your life, so that you can bounce back. And guess what? When you bounce back, you can help others and share the same with them. If you just tuned into the broadcast, this is the Mr. Motivator Show. I'm your host, Dwight Jeffrey, and our subject today is how to bounce back. I want you to know that no matter where you are, where you come from, what type of situation you may be facing, you can bounce back. There is always hope. So, friend, do not give up. Keep moving forward. Keep setting goals so that you can make your mark in life. Also, for those of you who just tuned in, if you missed part of the broadcast, you can go to my blog, dwightjeffrey.blogspot.com. That's dwightjeffrey.blogspot.com. And you can check out the rest of the show, and you can, there's other information there to assist you, to help you with things that you may be facing in life so that you can bounce back. Okay, now we're going to get moving forward with the last segment of our show on how to bounce back. And I've often said this, but a man without a plan is lost. A man without a plan is like a ship without a sail. A man without a plan is like a boat without a rudder. You need a plan, a concrete, ironclad plan to help you bounce back. Okay. never too late to get a plan. I encourage you to get a plan, to write out a plan, so that you can move forward. You can bounce back. You can dare to dream and keep thinking big if you have a plan. And I want to share something with you folks if you've just tuned in. Some of the greatest people, the most successful people in the world, were C students in school. Some of them were D students. Some of them dropped out of college, high school. Some dropped out of grade school. But they were able to bounce back because they had a plan. They had a dream. They had a vision. And they had a perseverance that would not allow them to give up. Another thing I can remember my college professor, Dr. Holmes, saying to me and the rest of my class, she would often say, when you get an opportunity, be passionate and be the best. Be the best at whatever you get the opportunity to do in life. And that stuck with me. But now, I want to share this with you. For those of you who want to bounce back, you want to let your opponent know that you may have gotten knocked down, but you are not knocked out. And you will get back up and fight. You're going to get back up and win the fight and win the championship. Now, this was taken from the Million Dollar Personal Success Plan by Paul J. Meyer. And I believe this Million Dollar Personal Success Plan by Paul J. Meyer has some excellent strategies. If you take them to heart, they will help you bounce back from your dilemma. Okay, the first one is, and folks, write this down. Get your pen and paper and write this down, because the Million Dollar Personal Success Plan by Paul J. Meyer is a great article, a great strategy on how to bounce back, how to get control of your life. And I want you to write this down and take notes. The first thing it tells us, crystallize your thinking. Write that down. Crystallize your thinking. If you want to bounce back, you first need to crystallize your thinking. You need to focus on your goal. And you need to determine what specific goal you want to achieve in life. Then dedicate yourself to its attainment with unanswering singleness of purpose, the trenchant zeal of a crusader. That's what you need once you crystallize your thinking. The next thing on this Million Dollar Personal Success Plan, number two, write this down, folks. Develop a plan for achieving your goal and a deadline for its attainment. Now, how many of us often set goals, but we don't put deadlines on our goals? We don't add a time, a date that we want to achieve this goal. Plan your progress carefully, hour by hour, day by day, month by month. Organize activity and maintain enthusiasm are the wellsprings of your power. So, folks, make sure you write those two things down. Crystallize your thinking, number one. Number two, develop a plan for achieving your goal and a deadline for its attainment. Number three, develop a sincere desire for the things you want in life. Friend, you need to know what you really want in life. Not what I really want. You need to know what you really want. A burning desire is the greatest motivator of every human action. The desire for success implants success consciousness, which in turn creates a vigorous and ever-increasing habit of success. So number three, develop a sincere desire for the things that you want in life. Make sure you write those three things down, folks. Number four, develop supreme confidence in yourself and your own abilities. Friend, write down number four. This is another very important step that you need when you do your plan so that you can bounce back. Develop supreme confidence in yourself and your own abilities. I've often encountered people who are talented. People that have awesome skills. People that are brilliant. But guess what? What I've seen with a lot of people is that some of those people lack confidence in themselves. They don't believe in themselves. And so they miss out on so much because they have no belief in themselves. It says here, enter every situation without giving, enter every situation without giving mental recognition to the impossibility . Let me read that one more time. Enter every situation without giving mental recognition to the possibility of defeat. Concentrate on your strengths instead of your weaknesses, on your powers instead of your problems. Man, that was so awesome. I need to read that one more time so that you can get this. Enter every activity without giving mental recognition to the possibility of defeat. Concentrate on your strengths instead of your weaknesses, on your powers instead of your problems. Confidence in your life comes from doing. The more you do, the more confidence you will gain. So remember that, folks. This is a very important aspect that you need to attribute to yourself if you are serious about bouncing back. I know you can bounce back. I know you have the potential and the ability to bounce back. If you did not have the potential, if you didn't have the interest and the motivation, I don't believe you would be listening and watching the Mr. Motivator Show if you didn't have this within you. Just for the simple fact that you have listened to me up to this point, let me know that you are serious about bouncing back. And I want you to know, friend, you can do it. Okay, the last one I want you to write down is number 5. Develop a dogged determination to follow through on your plan, regardless of obstacles, criticism, or circumstances, or what other people say, think, or do. And I'm going to repeat that one more time because I want you to write this down so that it can be branded on your heart and it can visualize itself in your memory bank. Develop a dogged determination to follow through on your plan, regardless of obstacles, criticism, or circumstances, or what other people say, think, or do. Friend, let me talk to you for a minute. Do you worry a lot about other people? If you worry about what other people say, what they think, you will never, or it will be difficult for you to bounce back from your dilemma. You have to focus on what you want to do, and you have to leave or block the negative attitude, the negative thinking, the criticism of others. Don't let other people's criticism of you impact you to the point that you stay in your shell and you want to just go hide and take cover and just jump in the bed and throw the cover over your eyes and stay in the bed. Listen, friend, you can't stay in that bed. You can't allow that discouragement, that depression, all of the negative criticisms and the opinions of others cause you to be a hermit and to stay away from everybody and to be locked up in a room. Live your life. Dare to dream. Do the things that you want to do in life. Construct your determination with sustained effort, controlled attention, and concentrated energy. Opportunities never come to those who wait. They are captured by those who dare to attack. And again, friends, if you're listening, never give up. And you need to say that to yourself. You should say, I will never, 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 never give up. And I read these plan principles from the $1 Million Personal Success Plan by Paul J. Meyer. I hope that they will help you. And I believe that they will help you if you've taken notes, you've written these principles down, and you act upon these principles, you will see a change in your life. It's time for you to get up, to get out of the boat. It's time for you to take that first step. It's time for you to bounce back. It doesn't matter how many fights you've lost. What matters the most is how many fights you win. And you can win if you don't give up. I'm telling you right now, you can bounce back, and you will bounce back. All of us have had problems. All of us encounter challenges in life. But guess what, folks? You don't have to allow that to cause you to give up. You can be a winner and you can win the fight. It's up to you. Well, if you have any concerns, if you have any doubts, it's time to face it. It's time to face the music. It's time for you to dry up those tears, put a smile on your face, and say, hey, I'm going to bounce back. I'm going to get on top of things, and I'm going to live my life to the fullest. I'm going to enjoy my life. I'm going to make my world a happy world. And for those that are around me, especially my family and friends, friend, live your life and be the best that you can be and feel good about yourself. And don't base your approval on everyone around you, especially the people who are always criticizing you and putting you down. You should feel good about yourself and know that oftentimes we may not hit the mark, but just to know that you tried and you gave an effort, you're going to feel better than the person that never tried, the person that never gave it a thought, the mediocre person who always wanted to live their life being mediocre. They wanted a mediocre job. They wanted a mediocre career. They wanted a mediocre car. They wanted a mediocre lifestyle. And they had a mediocre dream. But if that's them and they're happy with it, that's okay. But if that's not you, and if that's not what you really want, you can go beyond the realm of mediocre, and you can go into a realm of fulfillment. Well, we're out of time. We'll be back with more great shows next week. Tell your friends and loved ones to tune in to the Mr. Motivator Show, Saturdays at 5 p.m. Central Time. Remember this, dare to dream and keep thinking big. You will discover your purpose in life. Remember to check out my blog, DwightJeffrey.blogspot.com. That's DwightJeffrey.blogspot.com. And follow me on Twitter, and that is at C Mr. Motivator. The letter C, M-R, M-O-T-I-V-A-R. You have a great evening. Thank you for tuning in to our broadcast. We hope to see you again the same time, the same place again next week. Good evening, and God bless. By the way, folks, we're leaving you with some great music from my friend Rick Brun. And I hope you like the piece that you've been listening to. Thank you.